One, two, three, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Discorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Discorder Radio,
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. As we speak in Toronto, the first ever wildcard game in Blue Jays history has taken place. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome to today's show. We're playing that song, Chicks Dig the Long Ball, C-H-I-X, by the Isotopes from the album Nuclear Strike Zone. That one is going out to the Blue Jays, who momentarily are going to be hosting the Baltimore Orioles for the first ever wild card game in Blue Jay history. And for those that are not baseball fans, like some of the folks here at CITR, basically this is a one game playoff. If the Blue Jays win this game, they're in the playoffs and the sky's the limit. If they lose, the season is done. So yeah, there you go. Isotopes kick it off. We had Evan from the Isotopes in last fall to talk about that album. Nice guy. Okay, so we're here. Claire is with us. Claire Bailey, hello.
Hello.
Matt Muse is here.
Yo.
The Discord Radio team is back in action to kick off the brand new month, brand new issue. We're going to have Britt Bachman, our editor-in-chief, come and talk about the brand new issue shortly. But first, I thought we'd kick it off by doing the charts. Counting down the top five albums of the week. Thank you very much to Andy Resto for throwing this together for us. By the way, this week, five brand new albums, like the brand new month. None of these albums were in the top five last week, so let's get to the countdown right about now. I think Claire and I, we're gonna 1-2 this for you. Number five this week is Sneaks with the album Gymnastics.
Number four is Graftician with Wander Weave.
And of course, Graftician was here with us in studio live last week, and you can check her out on Saturday playing with Sisters of Seance and Roneal at the Emerald.
Number three, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Skeleton Tree.
Yep. And number two, who we also played last week, and they played a show at the Rickshaw on Saturday night, is the band formerly known as Viet Cong Preoccupations, with the self-titled album Preoccupations. And number one this week,
Gal Grayson with the album The Hard Part Begins.
Yes, here we go. Brand new album, just released last week, already making it all the way to number one. This is the title track, The Hard Part Begins. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yo, what's up? You hearing my voice right now? This is Prevail from Swollen Members. When I'm rocking my motherfucking Tivoli, Henry Kloss Model 1 radio up in the kitchen, my dial never changes from 101.9 CITR, and I live on 7th and... Ooh!
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Failed Visions from Lee A. That was from the album Truth or Consequences, which was considered the number one album of September. And that was, I guess, a bit of a chart double shot before that. We heard the number one album of the week in Gal Grayson with the title track to The Hard Part Begins. And once again, that track there by Lee A was called Failed Visions. We have with us in studio right now Britt Bachman, the editor in chief, editor in C. Britt B. Hello.
Hello.
And I would say that you are the opposite of a failed vision right about now, looking so beautiful in your purple sweater.
Thank you.
Complete match of the purple tone from the brand new October issue.
Yes, not deliberate. I purchased this sweater as my new favorite sweater, and I'll be wearing it for all the rest of the month, though it is also the same color as our spot color this month.
Like the exact same color.
It is the exact same color.
I'm excited to get some photos of you later and pop it up on our Facebook page.
Good. I'm excited to be photographed.
Nice.
Love those photos.
Nice. Nice. Well, it is the brand new month. You're here. We have lots happening.
Mm-hmm.
Almost don't know where to begin. There's so much going on. First off, this weekend, we have New Forms 16.
Yes, New Forms Festival. Incredible festival that has curated a lot of local and experimental acts along with some international ones as well. They've had a lot of different types of New Form festivals. They always like to try different venues. So one year was Science World, another year was in a warehouse, another year was at Vivo Media Arts Center. This year it's at the old A&B Sound building, which is pretty cool.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And for those not in the know, where is the old A&B Sound building?
I believe it's on Seymour Street, kind of where Satellite Gallery was. Yeah, I don't know the exact address. No. It might be on that flyer.
Oh, yeah. There you go, 560 Seymour.
There we go.
Very nice. Thank you very much. Just got to read these things once in a while. We have a huge lineup of international as well as local talent. Any names that stick out we should
keep in mind? Somebody who I'm really excited to see their live set is Rosen. Rachel Melanson is a interdisciplinary artist. A lot of her visual artwork is around creating kind of virtual spaces or separate spaces. Her sound work is just really beautiful, fluid, experimental dance beats. And Rosen. Definitely check out Rosen. And Who are some other folks? Lots of locals that I like.
A huge list of names here. Robert Hood, Menchus, Coton, Jordan Milner, Olivia Meek. The list goes on and on and on.
I think with situations like New Forms or even Destroy Vancouver, which we've always talked about a lot, and these experimental sound series, there's Quiet City coming up this month as well. The most important thing, rather than going for specific bands per se or acts that you want to see, is to just go there with an open mind. I find at experimental shows or festivals, I'm always surprised. I go there for the surprise, the discovery, the listening to somebody that you've never heard before type of experience. So that's what New Forms gives you, is a real opportunity to have a new experience and to discover your new favorite artist.
Very well said, Britt.
Thank you.
Nice. Great advice from the editor-in-chief of Discord Magazine.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Do they?
No, they don't.
As I'm peering through the new magazine, page 9, we have a feature which doesn't really follow our normal format of features on bands or venues, but it's a bit of a political piece.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. It's on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's an article written by Blake Harstad, who is a UBC student here, and it's more of an op-ed, and it is a lot more academic than maybe a lot of the interview formats that we do, as you mentioned. But the focus of this article is specifically how the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, will affect creative people. Because there's a lot of talk about different industries that this Trans-Pacific Partnership will affect. This is, of course, a multilateral partnership between Canada and various countries around the world around trade agreements. But part of that is creative trade. So that's distributing film, video works, even music. So sort of the laws around copyright are being changed in Canada. It also makes it so that foreign companies can sue Canada as if it were another company for rights to things. Just for creatives, this has like a huge impact on the way that their work, that their artwork is being consumed in other places, and whether or not they're getting compensation back for it. But the thing that kind of Blake really illustrates very well, though it's a hard conclusion to come up with, is essentially we don't know enough. Mm-hmm. So there is a window of opportunity in which Canadians can voice their concerns, can talk to local MPs about it, and that ends on October 31st, and a lot of people don't know that. But after October 31st, the Liberal government will not ask for any more public feedback. That's it. So how does this affect creatives? Well, we really don't know, and the government hasn't given us enough resources to figure that out. And as emerging artists, a lot of us do not consider necessarily the ramifications of distributing our work in other countries, and we don't consider the financials either, but it's too bad that the government hasn't given us enough resources to know what this means for our work. So Blake goes through that. Very ambitious article by him, but definitely please give it a read.
Well, it's obviously a very important topic. It's going to affect, could affect lots of local Vancouver artists, so it's good that we have it right here in Discord Magazine. You can read more about it in the brand new October issue right there on page 9.
Yes.
Okay, and before we let you go, anything exciting going on tonight?
Tonight. Go to the Rickshaw. I just got a really good shout out through social media from the Rickshaw. Tonight is the band Conjure One, but opening for them is Actors, which is a local group that I like.
Okay.
So there.
And we like them too, right here on CITR. So we're going to play a track, Bury Me, from Actors, right here on Discord Radio. Thanks for joining us today,
Britt
Bachman. And be sure to pick up the brand new October issue of Discord Magazine. Actors on Discord Radio, CITR. 101.9 FM.
Jesus.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Actors with the track Bury Me. You can see them tonight at the Rickshaw. Thanks a lot to Britt Bachman, the editor-in-chief of Discord Magazine, for coming in and telling us all about what's in the brand new October issue, including lots going on in the under-review section. We're going to be playing three or four bands in the under-review section today. I mean, it is the brand new issue, so we're kind of excited about all the brand new content. For this next, we're going to do a bit of a 1-2 electronic under review two-pack, including the first band we're going to play here is going to be at the New Forms Festival, which Britt was just telling us about this weekend. They are a local duo from Vancouver, known as... sorry, I just drew a blank right there. Minimal Violence. Thank you very much. And Minimal Violence. Minimal pause on the Minimal Violence. And yeah, we're going to play a track from them called Houses. And then come right back with a band that you may have heard of before called A Tribe Called Red. That's also under review with their brand new album. Which is...
We are the Hallucination.
Oh, that's what that says. Right. Okay. Matt and Claire doing a great job of pitching in here today. Thanks a lot, guys. Okay, so here we go. Under review electronic two-pack, Minimal Violence into Tribe Called Red right here. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Thank you.
Every year, the Vancouver International Film Festival brings a revelry of cinephilia to Vancouver. This year, VIF features over 300 films airing between September 29th and October 14th, with an opening gala featuring Isling Walsh's Maudie and a closing gala featuring Terrence Malick's Voyage of Time.
Billions of years in the making.
For its 35th year, VIF will be expanding the frame, emphasizing social interaction, workshops, and audience feedback. Find the complete program for this year's VIF online at viff.org. Experience VIF 2016, this September 29th to October 14th.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Halkomelem-speaking Musqueam people.
Bismillah. Showing living by the G code. What the fuck is Fleek though? Don't ask them, what do he know? What I forgot is better than whatever they remember. Never mind, I'm off it, it's quiet form. Time to put the temper tantrums to the quiet corner. Hush, that's enough, said the ruler. No suckers allowed to break bread or asunder. The daylight, lightning and the thunder. Sun, moon, stars and the hunger. Abundance in bundles, blessings in troubles. Towers and tunnels, views and valleys, waves and peaks. Streaks you from sun, planet Earth. And ain't scared of no Mars attack. What type of bars is that? Stay off my jack. I'm out there corny riot garments, top five. Dying on and on them, super fly, slick a top bro. Eagles diving on them. You why you lying, homie? You won't play with my emotions, Smokey. Big chief, heart rate, big beat, B-E-Y, I seen straight jacket come clean. Big said it was a dream, now it's a living thing. With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean.
On planet Earth, the currency is murder. You a man of worth. They say the day is coming, drumming that you can't reverse. Watch the banner burn before the cannon burst. Don't chase an illusion, the nation halluca. Hallelujah, taste of the future. The people, the shower, the pistol, the coward, the face in the future. Lonely martyrs, magic carpets, dirty blankets, Coca-Cola, soul controller, holy waters. Middle East mode, sand glorious. Cheat code in Babylonian, the Orient. My superhero got the people power. Yassin and Yassin, you should heed the hour.
With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean. I mean it, I mean. Yassin and Yassin in the R.E.B. I mean it, I mean. Original nation, Wuhan, Salida, I mean.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Tribe Called Red, featuring Yasmin Bey, a.k.a. Mos Def. Awesome. Tribe Called Red. Brand new album, We Are Hallucination, just released, and we've got a great review in the brand new, in the under review section of the October issue of Discorder magazine. That is the third studio album from A Tribe Called Red, a great, well-produced track. And just talking with Matt Muse off-air about how Tribe Called Red really stepping up their game and their production value, the novelty. Matt,
mostly what I would say is that their previous two albums, I love a lot of the individual songs on them, but rarely do I ever sit down and listen to the album start to finish. It's like, it doesn't really grab me for an album length. It's like, this is a really cool song, but I'm not going to say. But the new record, it's just so much like the songwriting and like all the collaborators that they've worked with. Like there's a track with, there's that one, which we heard, Yasin Bey, and Tanya Tagak. We played that track a couple weeks ago. She's the inner throat singer. There's Shad's on the new record. Saul Williams is on the new record. And then there's these spoken word bits by the poet John Trudell, which is where the title comes from. And it's a really compelling listen in an album context, unlike their previous stuff, maybe.
Awesome.
So yeah, check it out. If you for some reason haven't heard of A Tribe Called Red before now, now is the perfect time to listen to their new record.
There you go. All the way from Ottawa, Ontario, we are The Hallucination, the brand
and
new.
And they're actually playing album. They're playing in a couple, I think it's in November, like early November, I want to say. They're at the Commodore. So go check them out if you have, because I think I think every time we play them on the show, I mention this. Check them out live if you haven't, because they're, not only are they really good DJs, but they also bring dancers with them. And their visuals are crazy. It's a great show. Check it out.
Nice. I'm sure we're going to hear lots more about that in the coming weeks. Yeah, once again, we are The Hallucination from Tribe Called Red. We also heard Minimal Violence with the track Houses from their album Night Gym, both as part of the Underview section in this month's brand new October issue of Discorder magazine. And speaking of the brand new issue, waiting in the wings is our features correspondent, Claire Bailey. How are you doing today, Claire?
I'm doing pretty good.
You excited that the new issue is finally out?
I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, you've got your hands all over this issue, don't you?
I don't know if I'd say all over, but I do have a feature in the new issue about Kai Plant, but we're going to talk about that one next week.
That we are. Who are we going to talk about this week?
Today, I'm going to talk about Puzzlehead, the artist featured on the cover of the magazine. Puzzlehead is a pretty newly formed band. It's inspired by the poetry of front person Clarence. She says she used to write poems about a good-hearted but idiotic, bumbling clown figure whose name was Puzzlehead, and it became this band. Their first release just came out on September 30th. It's called Fred's Man Cave, and it was self-recorded in their rehearsal space. They said they wanted to form a band that wasn't all about being a band, like doing the band things, going on tour, taking photos, stuff like that. They wanted to do more experimentation. And part of that is the idea of not really aiming to please the audience necessarily. They say the idea of pleasing an audience kind of fits in to that typical band attitude. And they just think it's more interesting not to play to that. But as Elijah Teed, the contributor who wrote the feature, writes, it's a little bit complicated. So like when you think of a clown, it's someone who makes themselves into the joke in order to entertain, but then they spiral deeper into this sadness that made them feel the need for validation in the first place. So in the same sort of vein, the band is like has a very disaffected attitude, and they're saying they're not interested in pleasing audiences, but at the same time, they still have this need for validation as a band that's making music and putting it into the world and playing shows and stuff like that.
That's deep and dark.
Yes, a very interesting dynamic, which reflects the interesting dynamic that you can see in clowns all the time. We're going to play a song.
I'm going to have some nightmares tonight.
We're going to play the song Good Night Puzzlehead off their album Fred's Man Cave. Here it is on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, and I'm from the band Frankie. Yeah.
Jickling of Sarah Jickling and her good bad luck, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR.
Yeah.
just want to feel younger.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Younger is the name of the track. Scenic Route to Alaska is the name of the band from Edmonton. And they are playing this Saturday night at the Media Club along with Peach Pit, who we heard prior to Scenic Route to Alaska. The track there was 17. And we started that three-pack off with the band Puzzlehead, who is the cover artist for this brand new October issue. And the story of them and their fear slash empathy for clowns, told so eloquently by our own Claire Bailey, who's with us right now.
Hello.
Hi, Claire.
Hello.
Hi. So we already talked about Puzzlehead, so let's bring it forward to the bands we just heard from. We've got a great show happening this Saturday at the Media Club. I think you have a personal connection to, which was it, Scenic Route to Alaska?
Scenic Route to Alaska, yes. They're from Edmonton, like me. And the front person used to date someone who used to babysit me, and it's funny, they dated until she went away to UBC.
Ooh.
And then they broke up.
So what would they make that them to you? Have you figured out what she is to you?
What
he is to you?
An acquaintance.
All that just to be an acquaintance. Nonetheless, it's a kind of a cool connection. Discord Radio, we try to stay, try to be a grassroots show that's connected to the bands intimately in some way. There you go. And Claire doing her part for us right there. Nice. Okay, we're going to move along here. A couple more bands that are on the under review section this week, including this band, Winona Forever. They actually are playing a show as well on Friday night. And we're going to hear from them right now with the track Shrek Chic. This is off their brand new album, This Is Fine. You can read all about it in the under-review section of Discorder Magazine on page 15. Shrek Chic, Winona Forever, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Shallow from Beach Fossils, off their 2013 release, Clash the Truth, picking up the pace on their usual shoegaze dream pop sound. Beach Fossils are playing a show this Saturday at the Rickshaw, along with a whole slew of guests, including Joyce Manor and Frankie Cosmos, and our own Claire Bailey will be at that show.
Yes, I will.
I'm a little jealous. I will be out of town, but I hope you have a great time nonetheless. Okay, so we're about to wrap things up. Another band playing at the Rickshaw this weekend is the Japandroids, and we also wanted to play them for a couple other reasons. Shindig, of course, is starting up in a couple of weeks. The official date is October 18th. That's 2 weeks from today. And we thought we'd close the show out today with this track, The House That Heaven Built, as a nod to their show and as a nod to the Canucks, who will be starting their season officially next weekend as well. We opened the show with the Blue Jays. We closed the show with the Canucks, bookending it with the seasons, the ending and starting of the baseball and hockey seasons. So here we go, Japandroids, The House That Heaven Built. Stay tuned next for Flex Your Head with Mike. And we will see you next Tuesday on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
It's a lifeless life with no fixed address to give. But you're not mine to die for anymore, so I must live. Born of a bottle from heaven's hand, and now you know, and here I
How much do you like your pandroids?
I love them.
apparently way too much.